Richard Fisher, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Since the financial collapse in 2008, you've been a strong, consistent voice against the Fed pumping too much money into the economy. $3 trillion later, though, inflation's barely a blip. The unemployment rate's dropped to nearly 6%, and the economy seems to be recovering. Couldn't you argue that the Fed's expansion policy has worked pretty well?
Yeah, and I think the issue is how much is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Before the crisis, our balance sheet was a little less than $900 billion. It's now way past $4 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
The real measurement that I find interesting is the so-called excess reserves. These are money that they don't see. They're not lending out to the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And that number now is $2.3 trillion. So they're not being lent to consumers and to businesses who will create jobs, et cetera. And my quibble is sitting on the sidelines. Now we need good fiscal policy to put our money that we have made available to work.
So there's a lot of debt in the country now with those rock bottom interest rates. Down the road, doesn't that present a pretty serious problem, especially when it comes to governments and deficits?
Well, governments and corporations have been able to finance themselves at the lowest interest rates in the entire history of our country.
Right.
Those that have used this money to restructure, or governments around the world that use it to restructure, countries that have done that and companies will come out ahead. Those that wasted this, it's like giving someone a credit card and they spend it all out on consumption, going to parties and drinking. Brazil's a perfect example. Wasted opportunity. I think that's really the issue. Did people take advantage of this in a constructive way, or did they just consume it away?
In your metaphor there, where would you put Congress and the federal government?
Well, they're, you know, lying on the floor. I mean, they're partisan bickering and worrying about all these issues. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. They should all be working to one cause. How do we take this cheap and abundant money that the Federal Reserve has made possible and use it to incent businesses to step on the gas pedal, use that cheap gasoline the Fed has provided, and create an abundance of jobs?
You run the Dallas Fed. Why do you think the economy in Texas has been stronger than in much of the rest of the country?
I think one of the key differences is that we have a state government that are always pro-business and can do limited damage because they only meet 140 days every 2 years.
6 months ago, President Obama said this.
I believe this is the defining challenge of our time, making sure our economy works for every working American.
He was talking about income equality, the gap between the top and the bottom of the economic scale that's widened dramatically in the last few decades. Do you think that gap is a problem?
The president has a good point here. He's not the only person that's mentioned this. The key is the mobility. Do you have the chance to climb from the bottom, become part of that upper income group? And if you screw up, do you have a chance to go downhill? My father was a homeless beggar. My mother's father died when she was four. Her mother was a single mom who was a cook in a boarding house. I'm at the central bank. I'm one of the chief policymakers for the most powerful central bank in the world. I went to Harvard. So from homeless to Harvard in one generation.
But a lot of people would argue that there are kids in West Dallas who live in, you know, pretty deep poverty who have a ceiling above them right now.
Well, I think that's true. And we must all work to make sure that people have mobility. So it can happen in America. It's probably getting harder. And we must prevent it from taking grip.
Richard Fisher, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.